When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Yeah, man. That's right. Fly Jams Friday, everybody. Call in with your Fly Jam requests at 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 for your Fly Jam request. Dan just hopped in and out of the TARDIS. He is now DJ Shagru in full costume. Esmeralda just stopped spinning on her head all through the entire building from the first floor to the seventh.
Very tired.
And she is Esmeralda the Heartmelda. And then you got Verified Double V. Viggity Viggity Vic, he's running around the newsroom nuts.
Now, one of our listeners suggested we add...
Add to Vic's name?
Yep. The word swarthy.
I can't believe how that became a thing. And by the way, I want to mention this. Esmeralda did this thing. She posted on her Facebook page last night. And is it Snapchat? Is that what that is?
Yeah, I discovered that Snapchat has all these. I don't Snapchat, but I found all the filters.
Yeah.
You can just save them. So I'm like, I'm just taking pictures and looking at myself in the Snapchat.
So the Snapchat is this thing where you can switch faces with people and you can put like dog noses, like
right.
animated dog noses and crazy eyes and weird ears and stuff on pictures of yourself. And so Esmeralda posted a picture of her in full pirate regalia with a hat. You had like a goatee and an eye patch and all of that. And I saw it and I was about to comment on it and I scrolled down a little bit and Mary Vandeveld posted, and she just wrote swarthy.
She was on it.
And I was like, man, she beat me to it. Totally on it. So, anyway.
You know what's funny, too, is just unprompted, before today, one of our listeners on a Facebook page said, you know who's swarthy? George Hamilton.
George, oh, yeah, he's swarthy. He's also extra crispy. And he tastes like Kentucky Fried Chicken.
It's the thread that we
Yeah, it just stopped. I can't, you know, and apparently it went, like, the swarthy thing continued in the Cochran show that morning. Like, they started doing the swarthy thing. Cochran wasn't there. It was Dave and Andrea. But I guess that swarthy thing continued. So. And I still have not watched that video of Andy Garcia getting mad with no paper towels. I still haven't. We got to get Vic to do that imitation again at some point. Vic does a smashing imitation of Andy Garcia. All right, are we going to play my first?
Yeah, we'll play. Since we're running late, we didn't get to play your first bump.
Okay.
So this was it.
Finally able to unwind, I found an angel.
Yeah. She's a girl who could sing, man. That's Angela Winbush. Now, Esmeralda, you know that song, Angel?
I don't.
By Angela Winbush. I think that was one of her, I think it might have been one of her only hits. But she was a songwriter and background singer. She wrote tons of songs for Janet Jackson and Stephanie Mills. And for a while she was married to Ron Isley. Of the Isley brothers. That's right. Angela Winbush, Angel. And just in that little snippet, you could hear her range. Like she was, well, that sounded like a dog vomiting. But, you know, I just got very upset because we're out of paper towels. And I know people get very upset, especially swarthy people. Swarthy people get very upset when they run out of paper towels. All right, we got a break. We got the news coming up next, and then more Fly Jams Friday. The request lines are open, 312-981-7200. I picked a couple of deep cuts this morning, a couple of deep Fly Jam cuts for my requests. It's Fly Jam Friday, 312-981-7200. We like to kick off your weekend with a funky beat, celebrating R&B jams. That's a song called Don't Stop the Music by Yarbrough and Peoples. Anybody remember the incredible duo of Yarbrough and Peoples? Esmeralda?
I do not.
Dan? DJ Shagru?
I want to say we referenced them sometime in the past, like because of some Saturday Night Live skit.
Mm. Yarbrough and Peoples. Well, they were Kevin Yarbrough and Alyssa Peoples. And they were out of Dallas. Don't Stop the Music is what you just heard. That was their only hit for Yarbrough and Peoples. But I'll tell you this. Here's the thing. They were discovered by the Gap Band. Oh! So, there you go. The Gap Band discovered Yarbrough and Peoples. It's not a name that rolls off your tongue, though. Hey, man, you going to go see Yarbrough and Peoples? But the song's good. It was from 1981. Don't Stop the Music, baby. Okay. Brian says, Nick D and crew, my request is Wilson Pickett. Took a long time, but guess what we got today? Now you want to give it all up for another guy. Baby, I'm telling you, don't let the greenness fool ya. Don't let it change your mind. Yeah, man, don't let the green grass fool ya. So that's the advice, Esmeralda, from Wilson Pickett. Green grass, don't be fooled by it.
You always think it's okay.
It's not.
Green grass.
Sometimes it fools you. There are lots of Fly Jam lessons to be learned. Today's Fly Jam lesson, do not be fooled by green grass. All right? Or a guy named Cheeks. Don't be fooled by a man named Cheeks, or Santino Jones. He's a... I'm going to legally change my name to Santino Jones. Who are you? I'm Santino Jones from California. Really? What was his name again? Ron Dunlap?
Johnny R. Dunlap.
Johnny R. Dunlap from Wisconsin. Really wants to be, I'm Santino Jones, baby. Santino Jones could be a Fly Jam name, don't you think?
Yeah, had a hit in late 78.
Yeah, it's called Love Me Down. No, that's Let Me Love You Down, Even If It Takes All Night.
Maybe the song was I Need a Belt.
Because his pants fell down. Here's the latest from Santino Jones. It's called Baby, I Need a Belt. And he's not talking about a drink. He's talking about his pants falling down. Because he's Santino Jones. Somebody has to write the Santino Jones story. There's got to be... the legend of Santino Jones.
It's Joshua Jackson.
Pacey plays the part Joshua Jackson as Santino Jones. The man who never owned a belt. And his best friend is Cheeks. Clearly he doesn't own a belt either. Because his butt's hanging out all the time. Joshua Jackson and James Vanderbeek as Cheeks and Santino Jones in Where's My Belt from Columbia Pictures, rated G. from Pixar. That should be the next Pixar movie. Finding Belt with Santino Jones and Cheeks. Okay. All right, let's go to the phones. Here's Harold on WGN. Hey, Harold.
What's going on, man? How you doing? Hey, listen, Jimmy Castor, you played him several times, and I'm born around the same time as you. For some reason, I never really heard him until you played him.
Yeah.
So I'm going to pick a song by him. I'm sure you know it, but I've never heard it until recently. King Kong.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
I failed to give it. He's correct. No creature crossed this path and lived for long. His name, so legend tells us, was King Kong.
Let me explain something about Jimmy Castor. Jimmy Castor rules the planet. He's the Come on, some Conga. I'm telling you, man, Jimmy Castor rules the planet. All of his songs are awesome. Gotta find a woman. Gotta find a woman. Gotta find a woman. Oh man! And don't dubba don't da don't dubba don't. The Birth of Butt Boogie. Jimmy Castor, man. King Kong. Kamosama Konger. When I was a kid, Harold, thanks for the call. When I was a kid, man, I was obsessed with Jimmy Castor. As soon as the, what's the name of the, gotta find a woman, Neanderthal, right? that I was completely obsessed with Jimmy Castor. He was the best. Had him on the show. I had him on the show because back in 2008, and I've told this story before, when I was hanging out at Simon's and we were watching the Cubs pushing into the playoffs in 2008, we'd watch Cub games and we would play Bertha Butt Boogie every time they scored a run. We'd go nuts and go boom, boom, bubba-dum, boom, 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 bubba-dum. Everybody in the bar would do that. And it became like the song at Simon's, and among all of my friends, the Bertha Butt Boogie became the Cub theme. And so I had Jimmy Castor on the show, and in that song, he says, no question, a lot. It'll be like, yeah, no question. So I get him on the line, and I'm really excited. I'm very, very excited to have Jimmy Castor on the show. He's since passed away. This was in 2008. Get him on the show. First thing he says, I go, welcome to the show, Jimmy Castor. I put him on the air, and he goes, no question. That's the first thing he said. I couldn't even continue. Andy and I fell off the chairs laughing. To get him on the air. No question. I said no question. Good one, Harold. All right. Fly Jam Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
Since it's 4th of July weekend, I thought I'd play an Independence Day Fly Jam.
Okay.
From 1968 by some blue-eyed soul rock and roll Hall of Famers. Here's People Gotta Be Free.
Great song.
Yeah, great band. They made a lot of great songs.
Yep.
Groovin'.
Yep. A lot of great songs. Boy, what a
The Rascals.
The Rascals, fantastic. But, you know, it's my favorite part of that song are the horns.
Yes, absolutely. Mine, too. Yeah. I love the horns on that song.
Horns on that song are just fantastic. Just fantastic.
Hey, we have to say the Biker Don, it's July. Chicago Cubs June record, 16 and 12. Chicago White Sox June record, 12 and 14.
Wow. Okay.
Remember he said June swoon?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think so.
No.
It's no fun to slam the White Sox anymore.
No.
Here's the thing. A three-legged dog. You know?
Bob, I'm assuming you've been watching the Cubs games.
Yes.
They've been, no matter what happens, there's been so much, it's so much fun to watch this team. It's unbelievably fun to watch this team.
I really thought they were going to win tonight after that second home run, that first home run, second batter.
Yeah, I thought they were going to win. I thought they were going to pull it out. They can't win every game.
If it's karma, it's okay. Last year they beat the Mets every game, and then they lost in the playoffs, so that's okay.
When it counts.
Do it this time of year, right?
When it counts. But it's been so much fun. And did you see Wilson take one in the area?
Yes, I did. I felt so bad.
I felt bad for him, but it was hilarious to see Addison Russell cover his face with his mitt because he was clearly laughing.
Yes.
And they cut to the coaching staff and Madden, and they're laughing. And for some reason, I talked about this on the air, Bob. My favorite part of the clip is that the organist, for some reason, is playing the Green Acres theme.
Yeah, I noticed that too. Been quite an introduction for the young man.
Yeah, he's had I'm telling you, man, he's
first
impressive.
First pitch home run to first pitch foul ball.
That's right, exactly. And he's played three different positions already.
Yeah, so, unbelievable.
Yeah. All right, Bob, thanks, man.
Take care,
Nick. All right, see you later. Have a great fourth, everybody. All right, we're going to take a break. We've got more Fly Jams Friday to have here. And we got a few more people on the line. We'll get to those guys. Everybody, thank you for calling in. And we got more texts coming in as well. Fly Jams Friday continues. Nick DiGilio here. The great Jody Watley. Oh, I love me some Jody Watley. She had a shelf life of about 5 years, but she was awesome. Esmeralda, remember Jody Watley?
Yeah.
Fantastic. She did I'm looking for a new love, baby. Some kind of lover. She also did I was just remembering now. Dan, maybe you can find it. She did a duet with George Michael. I can't remember the name of the song. I remember not loving the song very much, which was weird at the time. Because, well, first of all, I love George Michael, as you know, and I love Jody Watley. And then, but I remember the song not being that great. And it's because, of course, I just remember they did a duet, but I don't remember the name of the song. Am I right on that, Dan?
Learn to Say No.
It's called Learn to Say No. Yeah, see, now I don't... Yeah, that's not bad. The hell? Why didn't I love that song as much as I loved their work separately? Yeah. Jody Watley. Where's Jody Watley now? That's what we need to find out. Esmeralda, get on that, will you?
I think she was on one of those.
Where are they now?
Yeah. She may be meditating somewhere in the mountains.
Is that right? Oh, Jody Watley. Oh, I loved me some Jody Watley in the 80s, man. She was awesome. All right, let's go back to the phones on Fly Jams Friday. Here's Roosevelt on WGN. Hey, Roosevelt.
Hey, Nick. Hey, everybody.
Hey.
You forgot to mention she was with a band called Shalimar.
That's right. That's right.
And there was a singer there, a male singer, and he had a few hits also on his own. I don't remember the guy's name.
Yeah, Shalimar. Shalimar was one of the I forget too, but Shalimar. But their big hit, was it Between the Sheets or something like that?
Yeah.
The Sheets or the Streets or something. That was their big hit. But they had like three people in the band, including Jody Watley, who all went on to solo stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. He had a song, I think it was called This Ring. It's like a slow jam.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Getting back to before I get to my groovy fly jam, when you mention... when you say it reminds me of Jay and Silent Bob and Clerks 2. I believe he says it a few times.
Okay. Well, that is from the O that we're doing. That's play it again, Dan.
Oh.
That's from Keanu. That's from the Key and that's from the Key and Peele, directly from the Key and Peele movie Keanu.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because it makes me think of Jay, Jay and Silent Bob. Okay, let me get to my groovy fly jam. Charles Wright Band, Loveland, and he also did Express Yourself. I know you remember that, Nick.
Mm-hmm,
we're from the same generation.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, Charles Wright, here we go.
I love to walk out that golden street, hand in hand with you and all the love of me. Oh, I'd love to go to Loveland with you. Pretty baby, because my love is true. I swear I do. I have heard.
Yeah. It's a great song. Great song. Hey, you know, speaking of Key and Peele, Esmeralda, I know you shared this with me on Facebook. I had seen it already.
Whatever.
But you watched it.
Yes.
It's unbelievable, and it also ties into Fly Jams. Dan, have you seen Jordan Peele recreating the 1988 interview that James Brown did when he was high on PCP?
Oh my God, no.
You
that sounds fantastic.
Have to see it. It's like word for word. It's and Esmeralda, do you remember the interview at all? Have you ever seen the real interview?
Yeah, I had seen it before, and I would make we would joke about it all the time.
It's Jordan Peele doing the interview that James Brown did in 1988. This insane interview that he did when he was like totally screwed up on PCP, and Jordan Peele's got the hair and the glasses, he's got the outfit on, and he does the whole thing almost verbatim. It's astonishingly funny. I mean, I can't express to you how much I love Key and Peele. These are two of the most brilliant comedy minds on the planet, and are consistently funny. And the more people that didn't, you know, I'm so upset that more people didn't see Keanu, which is a hilarious movie. But if you got to check this out on Fly Jams Friday, check out Jordan Peele recreating the James Brown interview from 1988, because it's great. And thank you for sending that to me, Esmeralda. I appreciate it. God, that's funny. All right. Here's Mike on WGN. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Nick. How you doing?
All right, man. What's up?
That was Howard Hewitt in Shalimar.
That's what it is. Yes, that's exactly right. Hewitt.
That's right. I don't know if you know, last Friday, Bernie Worrell passed from lung cancer.
Yes.
Yeah, and so I got, it's child prodigy pianist, graduated from New England Conservatory of Music, started hanging around at that barbershop in Newark, and met George Clinton and the gang, and became part of Parliament Funkadelic.
That's right.
And my request is a song from about the third Funkadelic album, primarily featured Bernie on piano. I know most people are familiar with his work with Talking Heads.
Right.
Flashlight and everything else, but this is just him on piano backing up the band. This is You and Your Folks.
Cool. Great song. Yeah, Mike, thanks for bringing that up, man. Thanks for pointing it out.
Yes,
all right, buddy. Have a good fourth.
Thank you.
Take care. All right. And here is Jasmine. Hi, Jasmine.
What's up?
Hi.
Well, first of all, I am officially 100% in love with the show. You guys are crazy.
Oh, thank you, Jasmine. That's very sweet of you. Thank you.
Can you please play Cutie Pie by One Way?
Here we go. All right, Jasmine, thanks.
I hope I had a quick question. Is anybody shooting anything this weekend?
Anybody what?
Are any of you guys blowing up anything, Mike?
No, no. I will be in my house under a couch crying.
Well, have a good 4th of July.
All right, you too, Jasmine. Take care.
Bye.
All right, see ya. All right, and just stepping into the studio here to talk about what's coming up on the opening bell is Steve Grzanich.
Hey, speak for yourself. I'll be blowing stuff up.
Will you?
As right, much stuff as I can find.
Try not to blow your hands off. That's
You live in the city, don't you?
I do.
Have you noticed there has been it's been silent in terms of fireworks this year?
Yeah, well, you know what, man?
Me?
Yeah. No, it hasn't been as bad as it usually is. Because usually towards the end of June, it just starts going crazy.
Oh, and this past week is usually like Beirut.
Yeah. Well, trust me, they'll make up for it in the next 4 days.
let's hope.
I can tell you.
But I tell you what, you know, coming up in the opening bell, I have to tell you, we're going to have Paul Nolte on. We're going to go over some of our portfolio stuff, talk about Brexit and all that stuff. But as I was driving in this morning at the corner of Wilson and Broadway, there were three people there, and they were jiving. They were getting down.
Getting down?
I think they were listening to you.
I'm sure they were. That seems like the right thing,
but
especially in that area. Yeah. That seems like the right crowd.
Right, right.
And hanging out right in front of Truman College.
It seemed to be like the perfect 4th of July, Fly Jams Friday kind of moment.
Yeah, that's yeah.
So, but all right. That's what's coming up.
Okay,
we'll talk
cool.
a little bit about the 4th of July and
cool.
Have a good weekend.
All right.
Stay safe.
Thank you, Steve.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, Steve Grzanich, he's coming up in just a couple of minutes right here on WGN. We got a couple more. We got a minute or two here for a couple of more Fly Jams. 847 area code. Wanted to hear this Fly Jam. Yeah. Remember Soul to Soul? Remember Soul to Soul, Esmeralda?
No. Did someone else use this?
Oh, well, it's been sampled, but
right.
But that's
but even the little chorus.
Yeah, that's been used, but they also had Back to Life.
Yes.
Back to reality. That was Soul to Soul.
Nice.
Yeah, very cool.
See, I never know half of those bands.
Yeah, Soul to Soul. They were not huge after the 80s. So anyway, that was a good choice. Hey, Esmeralda, one, have a great weekend. Two, Sunday morning, have a blast. You and Brandon hosting a show right here on WGN.
Thanks.
Sunday morning, 2 to 5 a.m. Please tune in to Esmeralda and Brandon there. That's how I'm billing it. Esmeralda and Brandon.